use. Number 5 out of 6! Let's go! This means that we are in March right now. And you know what comes after March? April. And with April comes Earth Day. Let's go. Hello everybody and welcome to Vic the Random. I'm your host, Vikram Devarup, back at it again. I'm sorry I haven't published for the past 2 weeks. High school results came out and we've been spending quite a bit of time discussing and picking and debating like which one is really the best one. But anyways, without further ado, let's begin. Okay, anyways, one more ado, or I don't know how exactly it works, but welcome once again to the quote of the week. Today's quote of the week is, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Okay. Now, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so with these podcasts, as you may know, especially with this Earth Day season, I have a special pattern that I'm following. And you see, I may or may not have messed up on the pattern. So here's the correction. This episode should have been episode number 30. I'm publishing this as episode number 31, but it should be titled episode number 30. And just as a quick recap, the first one was 15, and then the second episode was 20. Then 25, then 27, then 30. That's what the correct number could be. Now, I wonder what the next episode is going to be. In this last episode, or part of the series, we left off in Africa. And in Africa, the Sahara Desert. Let's pick off from there, and after the Sahara Desert, go down to the Cape of Africa. For those of you who don't know, the Cape of Africa, also known as the Cape of Good Hope, is on Africa's southern tip. It's at the very bottommost bit of Africa. This place is one of the greatest floral kingdoms of the world, meaning it has lots of flowers. In fact, this small area is home to 8,500 different types of plants. 8,500 different types of plants. This is in part because of the ocean currents that meet in this region. And these ocean currents create a certain weather pattern, which allows this community to thrive. These two currents are the cold Benguela current from the Indian Ocean, and a different current from the Atlantic Ocean, which is of a different temperature. And these two currents mix here and create a weather pattern in the Cape. The animals here that thrive off of these weather conditions, warm and tropical by the way, is the Kakma baboon, the Cape Mountain zebra, the sugar bird, the rock hyrax, and in the water, sardines, bride's whale, African penguins, and the dusky dolphin. And these currents also support a large amount of sea life as well as land life. And now you might be wondering, what the heck are penguins doing in Africa? They're supposed to be in Antarctica, and you did say that the weather here is warm and tropical. How do they survive? And this is one more time, in part due to the two currents. These penguins are only here because the cold air from the current from the Indian Ocean helps keep the weather slightly cooler and tolerable for them. And this is an amazing place. And the biggest threat here is humans and their biggest cities. Cape Town is the second largest city in South Africa and located on the, well, Cape. So as this city grows, dams can be built and cities can be expanded into the wilderness. Conservation groups have worked hard with the local government, but there's still a lot of risk for this environment to disappear, along with the penguins. And we are done covering Africa. Next, we move on to Australasia, which is sort of like Australia with some of the islands around it, like New Zealand. And first up is the Australian savannah. This is the largest savannah in the world. The savannah is part of Australia's outback and makes up of part like the majority of Australia. However, it only has 5% of all people living there. It's a big, vast, untouched area. And animals there, such as the kangaroo, the frilled lizard, the wallaby, the golden-shouldered parrot, the dingo, the emu, and the apex predator, the wedge-tailed eagle live here. There are also compass termites, and these termites use grass to build gigantic mounds that can be as tall as a person. This serves as their house, and trust me, you don't want to bump into that house and accidentally break it. These grasslands provide rich soil for farming and allow for the grazing of cattle. However, overgrazing and invasive animal species really harm these grasslands. But global warming is still the greatest threat here, because when the temperature of the earth increases, the chance of fire increases, and this can cause fires to grow and burn down more of the savanna than the savanna can grow back. After the break, we finish off Australia and continue to move on to the rest of the world. Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Random Fact Generator. While we're on this Earth Great Earth Day topic, let's cover 9 facts about the Earth. Number 1. Earth, as you know, is the third planet from the Sun. Its name comes from the Old English and Germanic words meaning the ground. Number 2. By studying Earth's rock, scientists estimate that Earth's age is approximately 4.5 billion years. That's very old. Number 3. Earth is the only place in the universe where liquid water exists on the surface. This unique feature really allows life to thrive here, as water is a key ingredient for us to survive. Other planets do have water. You may have heard of water being found on Mars, but it's either frozen or not on top of the ground. Number 4. Earth is moving through space at a speed of 107,182 kilometers per hour as we orbit the Sun. Number 5. Earth receives between 100 and 300 tons of cosmic dust every day. Cosmic dust is just tiny little particles from outer space that, you know, float down and gently come onto our planet. Number 6. In Canada's Hudson Bay region, the force of gravity is weaker than elsewhere on Earth. But nobody knows why. There are many theories, but those are theories. Number 7. Over 95% of Earth's oceans remain unexplored. Number 8. Did you know that Earth's core is not a solid ball? It's actually a molten, squishy center, which is made out of iron and nickel. Number 9. Antarctica's ice sheet is the largest ice sheet on Earth. This frozen expanse... Oh, there goes my intermission music. That means I've taken too long. But anyways, this frozen expanse holds a lot of frozen ice water in icebergs. And when these icebergs melt or fall apart, there can be very, very big waves. The ocean levels also rise a bit, which isn't the best, because then the ocean levels will quickly overtake the small islands. And pretend like the music never stopped. Okay, anyways, break over. Next up, we go to the temperate rainforest in Australia. You see, 180 million years ago, when dinosaurs ruled the Earth, there was a supercontinent called Gondwana. Gondwana was there at around the same time as Pangaea. It was slightly separated, however, and this is because at the time it had started breaking apart from Pangaea. Once it fully broke apart, it created Australia and the islands around it. And although this breaking apart from Pangaea, a lot of the plants that have lived amongst the dinosaurs also live in Australia now. And a lot of the animals here are descended from the animals that live with the dinosaurs. Animals here are the Maclise swallowtail butterfly, the wombat, the velvet worm, the Tasmanian devil, and a scavenger, which is the Tasmanian devil, the spotted tail quoll, the Tasmanian laurel, the Tasmanian rosella, and the echidna. The major tree that's here, the producer, is the mountain ash tree. Remember, a producer is an organism that makes food not only for itself, but also for others. Similar to the Australian savanna, sadly, this rainforest is being slowly engulfed by fires caused by climate change, and this rainforest, unlike the redwood rainforest in California, cannot handle the fire, and these fires can really devastate the region. Next up, we move from the rainforest, above the ground, to the Great Barrier Reef, underground. And the Great Barrier Reef is, well, underwater. The Great Barrier Reef is off the eastern coast of Australia. The Great Barrier Reef is actually an animal. Kid you not. It may look like a forest or like a big, big wall, but it's made up of a bunch of small animals called coral polyps. These animals mesh together to form a wall, which and thus creates the coral reef. And this wall is an ecosystem full of life. There are hammerhead sharks, the apex predators, the green sea turtle, the stingray, the butterfly fish, the parrotfish, the coral trout, the octopus, the crown of thorns starfish, the sea urchin, the brain coral, the surgeonfish, the sea anemone, the red spotted coral crab, the seahorse, and of course, the clownfish from Finding Nemo. The Great Barrier Reef not only is the home to those many animal species, but it also acts as a very important barrier that protects Australia from storms and hurricanes. Sadly, the coral reef, and actually coral reefs all around the world, are very, very endangered because as the ocean temperatures warm because of global warming, when the temperature of the water rises, the coral's food, named zooanthellae, a tiny little microscopic creature that floats in the water, release toxic chemicals into the water. This means that the coral cannot eat the now toxic zooanthellae. The coral then dies because of starvation and turns white. That means it's just dead, and it then crumbles and destroys the entire ecosystem. We've gone through all the major continents. North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. But we're not done yet. We hope you join us in Today's Not Earth Day, episode number 6 out of 6, coming on Earth Day, where it'll actually be named Today is Earth Day. And see you there. Hello everybody, I've recently updated and completely changed my website. The basic principles are the same, but there are a few updates and nicks and nacks here and there. Make sure you check it out. It is at victherandom.com. It's there, yeah, and you can listen to my podcast there, and I'm actually thinking of posting a weekly updates note where I'll tell you, hey, if you want a sneak peek at what this week's podcast is about, or if I'm unable to make the podcast, which will not happen, I promise, then you will know. Credits! This episode was created and directed by Vikram Devaru. Music made on GarageBand by Vikram Devaru, and script was produced and cover art also made by Vikram Devaru. Script was written on Google Docs and cover art made on Canva. Thank you to all of my supporters out there who are continuing to listen. Yippee! We have gone so far, episode 31. We've almost been producing podcasts for a year. Big milestone, and yeah.